Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save what thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, after victory won, I will reach heaven's joys, bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall. Still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Laura. Appreciate that. That's a wonderful song. Be thou my vision. We ought to always have the Lord on our mind and in our hearts. Well, I do ask for your prayers today. Before I read my lesson, and if you want to go ahead and turn there, I'm going to read a few verses from, I suppose, one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 139. But before I read this, there's some things that I want to preface the message and the reading by saying a few things about God himself and some of his wonderful attributes. God is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. The Bible tells us the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And that means that God is all-powerful. And God is omniscient. And that means that he is all-wise, all-knowing. And God is also omnipresent. That is that God can be everywhere at all times. Now, as far as I'm concerned, God is the only one that is omnipresent. I found out something about myself years ago, which especially it seemed to become a great reality to me when the Lord called me to preach, and I think some of these other brethren will know exactly what I'm talking about. But something that I have been made well aware of about myself is that I'm not omnipresent. I cannot be everywhere at all times. But God is. God is that. And it's a great thought to me that the Lord can bless us here this morning, and at the same time, he can bless Fairview Church in Woodburn, and at the same time, he can bless Old Union Church and Victory, all of our sister churches. God can bless us all at the same exact time. He can meet with all of us at the same exact time. God can be here with us that are here today in this service at Fairview Memorial, and those who normally meet with us from week to week that are in different places today, he can be with them at the same time. That's a great blessing and a great comfort to me to know that God is omnipresent. So let's read Psalm 139, beginning with verse 7, and read just, I just have a short reading lesson. Beginning with verse 7, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." And I'll stop my reading there with verse 12. The thought that I have to share with you that the Lord placed upon my heart, I want to use the title today, Never Alone. Never Alone. And what I want to talk about today is one of the great benefits, one of the great blessings that we have today as the children of God. There are things that the Lord benefits, that the Lord bestows upon us when He saves us, that are good for now and good for later. They're good for time and they're good for eternity. If I had more than one life to live on the earth, I'd want to live it for the Lord. If I had 1,000 lifetimes to live on the earth, I wouldn't want to change anything. I'd be content to live my 1,000 lifetimes in the service of the Lord. Sometimes when I look back at the many ways that I have failed Him, sometimes I wish I would have another one, or maybe several more, to try to get it right. But I don't, and you don't. We've got this, as far as our earthly life, we've got this one short life to live, and then we go to be with God. But what a great benefit. When the Lord saved my soul, He became more than my Savior. He became my friend. Jesus Christ is my best friend. He's the best friend that I've ever had. I thank God for other friends. I thank God for the friendship that I've had with my wife for 31 years. I thank God for the friendship that I've had among the saints of God. I've been blessed in this life with friends, but Jesus Christ is my best friend. Jesus can be with you when other people can't be. David, in this psalm, tells us that there was no place that he could go where God wouldn't be there. If I ascend up high into the heavens, or if I descend into the lower parts, into hell, and I don't believe that David here was making reference to hellfire, the place of torment. He was making reference to death. David said, if I ascend up way up into the heavens, or if I descend as low down into the region of death, there God is with me. Where shall I go from thy spirit? Where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up, if I go low, if I take the wings of the morning, if I can take up wings and fly and move as fast as the light comes in the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. I thought about, even when I studied this, I thought about physical situations. Wherever that I may be physically. Some could tell us here today. Some here today can testify. I've heard their testimonies. Some here today can testify that if you find yourself in war, in combat, in hostile environments, that God can be there with you. I mean, right in the heat of the battle, God can be right there with you. He can be with us when everything in our life seems to be going wrong and life doesn't seem to be anything but a bunch of trials, and He can be with us when everything seems to be going pretty well. Either way, either side of it, God is present with us. And I believe that's what David was making reference to here. Wherever that I go, thought about my own life and how that even, as I said, even in places where I am physically, I thought about what David said about ascending up into heavens. I thought about the times in my life when I boarded an airplane and flew way up into the sky to go somewhere. Or the time that my wife and I there in the state of Virginia, we went way down into this cavern. I mean, many, many, many feet below ground level, we went down into this cavern. And it was really different down there than being up on the dirt. It was really kind of strange down there. But wherever we go, high or low, left or right, far or near, God's there. Something that we, a great benefit that we have in the Lord is His friendship. The greatest of all friends. And Solomon spoke about that. We heard a lot about Solomon this morning in our Sunday school lesson. Solomon spoke about the friendship of the Lord. In Proverbs 18:24, Solomon said that the Lord is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. If a man has friends, he must show himself friendly. That's what the Bible tells us. That's what Solomon said in that verse. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. If you're always grouchy with people and mean to people and mistreat people, don't be surprised if you don't have friends. If you're going to have friends, you got to be friendly. But he went on and he said, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I like that language. I like the words that were used there. A lot of people think that the... And I'm not going to get into a big thing here about the translations, but a lot of people think the King James Version is too antiquated. I like it myself. I like a lot of the words, the old words that were used. He sticks. You know, when you think of something that sticks, you think of something that's there. If you took something and you stuck it to this podium, it's there. And the Lord is that friend that sticks to you. He sticks with you. He sticks closer than a brother. The Lord can get into your life and be a part of your life that your brother just can't be a part of. He's always there. I want you to listen. I've got a lot of verses to share with you today from the Psalms. Listen to this from Psalm 55, verses 16 and 17. The psalmist said, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me, shall deliver me. Evening and morning and noon will I pray, and he shall hear my voice." God is on his throne of grace in the morning. He's on the throne of grace in the noon, and he's on the throne of grace in the evening, and he's on the throne of grace at night. And the God that we serve and the things that he does, God is a 24/7 God. 24/7. When we read about the children of Israel there in Babylon, and they were in captivity, and Daniel was told not to pray because they had passed a law, Daniel separated himself and he went into his chamber and he prayed three times in the day, three times through the day. He prayed in the morning. He opened those windows up towards the holy city, Jerusalem, and no doubt remembering many things about her. He prayed in the morning. He prayed at noon. He prayed in the evening. He talked to God three times throughout the day, and God was always there. I've stopped by before to visit with friends, and they weren't home. Knock on the door or ring the doorbell, and you're looking forward to sitting down and visiting with a friend for a little while, but they're not there. Even in the various means of communications, a communication that we have, I've wanted to talk to a friend before, a loved one before, and picked up the phone and called them, and no voice came on the other end. They weren't there. They weren't there to answer the phone, or maybe they had caller ID and saw that it was me and didn't answer it. But they weren't there. There was no voice on the other end. But you know, I can honestly today stand before you, and I know that you can testify to the same thing. I have never found God not at home. I've never gone to the Lord in prayer. Now, granted, sometimes because of my own weakness and my own lack of faith in God, sometimes there are things that don't get answered, but I have never found a time when I approached unto God and to his throne and found out that God wasn't there. It didn't make any difference if it was in the early morning hours or at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He is there to hear our prayers. In the 13th chapter of Hebrews, in verse 5, in part of that verse, it tells us that God has said that he will never leave us and never forsake us. You know, the church here, Fairview Memorial, this church is starting to get some age on her. She's been here for a while. And there have been people that have passed through this church and they're not here anymore. Many people throughout the years of the history of this church have come and gone. They've been members of the church here. And now they've left time and they've gone home to be with God. But I promise you today that when this church first began, when this church was first established, first organized, that the God that was with her then is the same God that's here today. Same God. The same God that was with the very first church when the Lord came and during his personal ministry set up the church, that first church there in Jerusalem, the God that was with that church is the same God that's with us here today. Amen. He has been constant throughout the years. He has been constant throughout each generation. And that's something that we have in common, regardless of how many differences that there may be between us. That's something that we have in common with those that have trod this way before us, those that have been part of the Lord's church many years before you and I ever arrived and were ever on the scene. The thing that links us together is we have been serving and worshiping the same Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ never changes. Friends change sometimes, don't they? I'm sure that we've all been discouraged by friendships. I know. And I can, I'm not proud of it, but I confess that I'm always not as good a friend to my friends as I ought to be. I fail. I fail in many ways. And I know that we've all been discouraged at times in friendships. You read the book of Job there, and Job talks about how that all his friends had forsaken him. And especially those three men that came to him in the time of his great distress that were supposed to be his friends. He was supposed to be able to count on them to lend him support and to help him to make it through his trials. But yet they came and they began to blame him for things, and they didn't turn out to be the friends that he thought he had in them. We're imperfect, and we, from time to time, we discourage each other. Sometimes when, it seems to me that sometimes when people find out that you're not as perfect as they thought you were, they don't want to be your friend anymore. They find out you've got some kind of infirmity or something, which we all do, and suddenly they don't seem to think the same of you anymore, but Jesus Christ is my friend. And he doesn't leave me. He never leaves me. You know what I do sometimes? Sometimes I hurt his feelings. I know I do. Sometimes I discourage him. I discourage the Lord from time to time with, you know, things that I think and things that I fail to do. And I've already admitted to many ways that I fail him. I know that I am not the friend to him that I ought to be. You know, when I when the Lord called me to preach, when I began my ministry, the last thing I wanted to do was fail the Lord. That was a lie. I wanted to honor him in what he had called me to do, and the last thing on earth that I wanted to do was to let the Lord down. But I didn't get very far at all until I found out that I did. We do. We let him down. We say sometimes, well, I'm doing my best. You know what? I don't know if that's true. I don't know if any of us are really doing our best. We can do better in honoring the Lord with our lives, but you know, we fail him, we let him down. But you know what? No matter what I've done, no matter how that I, you know, from time to time come to the realization that I have failed the Lord in this, I go to him and I ask for God's forgiveness, and every time I find tender mercy. Tender mercy. I find that God is willing to listen to me. He's always there. You know, the Bible says that if we say that we have no sin, that we deceive ourselves. Anybody here today without sin? None of us. Are there any of us here today that are without fault or failure? No, none of us. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But I'm thankful today that the Word of God tells us that if we will confess our sins, that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I suppose the point that I'm trying to get to here is that the Bible tells me that a friend is somebody that loves you at all times. A friend loveth at all times. And so whenever I go to the Lord and I failed Him in some way, maybe something I preached or whatever, He still loves me. He's still sticking. He's that type of friend. I thought about people. I thought about a lot of physical situations when I studied this. I thought about people that we have heard about recently in, you know, sad occurrences, sad situations. When we heard not too long ago about all those poor miners that were trapped, you know, way down underneath the ground. What a horrible situation, you know, for a person to find themselves in. All the people that are being victims of floods and, you know, so many natural catastrophes that are going on around us. And, you know, you never know. Folks, we never know from day to day what a day is going to bring forth. The Bible tells us that, you know, don't think too much about tomorrow because you don't even know what's going to come today. You don't know what a single day is going to bring forth. Your life can change tremendously in the course of a day. But I know this. I don't know what it would be like. I don't know what it was like for those poor people to be trapped way down underneath the earth. I don't know what it's like for people. I've not experienced it to be way up high, you know, taking a flight or something and to have, you know, malfunctions there in the airplane and knowing that they're going to crash. I don't know what those things are like for people, but I do know this, that regardless of what situation that I may find myself in, I know God will be there. Amen? I know the Lord will be there. I know the Lord will be present with me. God can be present with us in poverty and in wealth. God can be present with us in times of happiness and times of sadness. God can be present with us in times of trouble and in times of joy. He's always there. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Where God will not be there. Sometimes people are afraid of certain things. People have fears. People have phobias. And you know what? Many times it can't be helped. I mean, people are just afraid of certain things. There's perhaps some place where somebody is afraid to go. You know, God may give you a task from time to time that may cause you to fear. You may think, oh Lord, I don't want to do that. I would rather not go. Please don't make me do that. Don't make me go and talk to that person about this or whatever that it may be. But, you know, I can't give you a formula today to drive away all your fears and phobias of things. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that God can be present with you wherever you're at, in every situation, be it physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever that it may be. If you've been saved, you have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. In the 37th Psalm, verse 25, David said, I have been young. He's going to tell us about something that he learned from the time of his youth until the time of his old age. He said, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. When God took Moses up there on that mountain and took his life, he came afterwards, he came to Joshua, and he intended for Joshua to lead Israel on into the promised land. And he came to Joshua and he said, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I'll not fail you. I'll not forsake you. He said, be strong and of good courage because of this. Take courage in that. Take comfort in the fact that I will be with you and be present and lead you and guide you just the same way that I did with Moses. Psalm 73, verse 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. That covered the whole spectrum there. You'll guide me in this life. David was confident in God that he would guide him in this life by his counsel, that he would be present with him while he lived here, that when he was finished with him here, that he would guide him into heaven, that he'd receive him into glory, and there he would be in his presence forever and forevermore. And you know, I believe that his relationship with God, and I've read many things today from the psalmist, but I believe his relationship with God and the way that he knew God and the way that he depended upon God is what brought about the writing of perhaps the most beautiful psalm there's ever been written. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For what? For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You know, through all the years that the Lord's church was persecuted, right there in the presence of her enemies, those that were taking the lives of the saints, God was present with them. He had not forsaken them when they were nailed to those crosses, and when they had the fire lit under their feet, and when they had their necks laid on the chopping block. In all of those things, God had not forsaken them. He was with them. He was giving them grace. Listen, we are walking now through the valley of the shadow of death. We are living in a land where people are dying. This earth is the land of the dying. And David said, when I'm walking through that valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Are you afraid to die? I mean, in your heart, are you afraid to die? If you are, you need to get things right with God. I don't have anything to fear. You know what? When I draw my last breath in this world, it's not going to harm me in any way. It's not going to do one thing to hurt me. In fact, I'm going to get gain. Just like Paul said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because I'm tough? Why? Because I'm strong? Why? Because I'm courageous? No, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Have you ever had something in your life that you just felt like there was nobody you could talk to about it but the Lord. Your closest friend isn't going to be able to help you with it. Your beloved spouse isn't going to be able to help you with it. You know what? There's things, and I believe that's what was being talked about in the Galatian letter when it says there's times that you've got to bear your own burden. There's things in this life that we just have to bear ourselves. No human intervention at times can help, but God always can. I want you young people to remember that. There's going to be times when even your parents aren't going to have the answer. They're not going to have the answer. They're not going to be able to give you the comfort that you need. They're not going to be able to settle things for you. But listen, you hang on to God because God is always there and God always has the answer. And God will walk with you and talk to you. And He'll lead you and He'll show you what to do. Show you what's right. He'll guide you by His counsel. Lead you through life. And when it's over, receive us into heaven. There to be in His presence forever. I thank God today. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ today for His friendship. I thank Him for sticking with me. Sticking with me. Doesn't make any difference. You know what? I have done what a lot of people, I've done this to the Lord. Let me put it this way. I have done this to the Lord many times. I have done what a lot of people would call bothersome. You know what it is? I've gone to the Lord over and over and over and over about the same thing. Praying about the same thing. Praying about something until I get an answer. Praying about something. I heard a young lady not too long ago on Thursday evening up at the campus study there at Western talking about something that was afflicting her life and just got a great blessing out of her testimony. She talked about going to God and praying about it until God gave her peace about it. I've done that many times over and over and over. Lord, it's me again with the same request, looking for the same answer until I would have faith in God and He would answer my prayer. And He never got tired or grew weary of me. God never came back and said, you know what, son, you've troubled me enough with this. He's always willing to hear us and answer our prayers. And he's there. And you know what? One of these days, and none of us know how it's going to come about, we may be living when the Lord comes back, but if we're not, one of these days, we're all going to find ourselves in our dying hour, our dying moment. And I'm sure you've heard the old song, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. When it comes time to die, as far as any human intervention, we will have to. We got to make that journey ourselves. But if you've been saved, again, I promise you, you got nothing to fear. The Lord will be right there with you. He'll be right there to take your hand and to lead you over into a better world, to make every step of the way with you, until you're safe in the promised land. I thank God for His ever-abiding presence. He is my best friend. Those are the things that I had to share with you today. I hope that it's been a help unto you in some way. Lean on the Lord. He wants to hear from you. He wants us to depend upon Him. God doesn't want us to try to do everything ourselves, and when we find out we can't, go to Him. Go to Him in the first place, because we can't do anything without Him. He wants us to depend upon Him and to seek Him to help us in this life. Anybody have a word today? Amen. Amen. Bless you, Brother Collins. Appreciate that. Anything else on anyone's heart? Bless you, Sister Carrie. Appreciate that. Anything else? If not, before we dismiss, I've got one final thing I want to share with you real quickly. Just may not seem like much, but just one of my own personal experiences, a time that I recall in my life when the Lord really spoke to me. I went away several years ago. The job I was working, I had to go away with some other people to a two-day seminar, training seminar. And we sat around that day in the classroom, and we talked to each other, and through that day we had fellowship with each other. And there I was with this group of people all day long, and evening came and everything dismissed, and all of them, they got ready to go out to some place that I wouldn't go. And they said, we're going down to this lounge, bar, whatever it was, and we're going to eat dinner and we're going to drink, and do you want to go? And I said, no, not interested. And so they all went, and I went up to my room and I sat down and I got my Bible out and sat down there, and I looked there and thought, well, I'm all alone. I began to read and I began to pray and talk to the Lord, and the Lord came to me and just with the sweetest, you know, that still small voice. And He spoke to me so plainly, His words may as well have been audible. He said, you are never alone. I mean, that's the overwhelming thought I got. You are never alone. And it's right, isn't it? We have a constant companion, those of us who have been saved. And if you're lost, you need that friend. You need that friend. So, all hearts free. 6 o'clock tonight. Remember, Brother Belcher will be preaching here this evening.